Now we have a kind of David and Goliath story. Actually, it's a kale and chicken story. A Vermont artist is fighting charges of trademark infringement from a large fast food chain. As Vermont Public Radio's Kirk Carapezzi reports, the artist is not backing down. Instead, he's gaining support.
I take a spoonful of ink and I put it on top, and I use my squeegee.
Bo Muller Moore is screen printing a T-shirt that says, "Eat More Kale."
Rub the ink through, and there you go. There's a brand new Eat More Kale T-shirt.
He got the idea 10 years ago from a farmer who wanted to promote local agriculture and sell more kale. Now, each year, he sells thousands of these shirts, and at $25 a pop, it's enough to support his family.
At a very pragmatic level, people up here really seem to love the hell out of kale or hate it. So I hadn't really even thought in terms of competition.
But in August, to prevent any copycats, he applied for a federal trademark. That's when the southern fast food chain Chick-fil-A accused him of infringing on its trademark, Eat More Chicken. The fast food chain says that, like any company, it must defend its brand and its award-winning ad campaign. In a statement, Chick-fil-A says the law doesn't allow it to distinguish between large and small businesses. Muller Moore isn't giving up, and he's gaining some powerful allies.
Their camera range is narrow, so okay. You get used to this. It feels like
I'm not bashful,
close, but they're happy. Slide right in. All right.
At a PAC news conference in downtown Montpelier, Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin stands shoulder to shoulder with Muller Moore as they launch Team Kale.
Don't mess with Vermont. Don't mess with kale. And Chick-fil-A, get out of the way.
Win or lose, Shumlin says this grassroots campaign is about sending Chick-fil-A's top brass a message.
If you think that Vermonters don't understand the difference between kale and a chicken sandwich, we invite you to Vermont. And we'll give you a lesson about the difference between a kale and a chicken. Kale is a vegetable. Chickens are birds. Birds create manure. Kale eats manure.
Chick-fil-A managers wouldn't go on tape. But in a statement, they said they'll continue to protect their trademark until the artist stops printing his kale T-shirts and turns over his website, eatmorekale.com. So far, Muller Moore's decision to fight Chick-fil-A has only been great for business. Over the weekend, he got so many orders that he's struggling to keep up. He's now working 14-hour days. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapezza in Vermont.
This is NPR News.